Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to my prayer closet. I'm your host of tonight's prayer vigil on our Protestant non-denominational side of the church, Andrew Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I owe an apology for the last few weeks that we have not done a broadcast for my prayer closet. I had 14 teeth extracted a few weeks ago. And the swelling is down, and the mouth is starting to heal, and the gum line is slowly healing. Still a little tender, if you know what I mean. So if I don't enunciate my words properly through our program and future programs until my new dentures are produced and able to be used, then we'll just have to bear with it the best that we can. So I hope that you can understand me. And occasionally, if there is a slur, as you can tell, I'll do the very best that I possibly can. Let us start off with our prayer intentions, if we may do so. I'd like us to lift up in prayer all of our Christian brothers and sisters around the world that are being persecuted in the name of God. We know that God is a righteous God. God is a loving God. God can be a jealous God. God, we need to fear and we need to love. We know that these individuals that are persecuting Christ's children, the flock, will stand in judgment as we all will. But let us be the bigger of the two over evil and show Christian love for those that hate us, those that persecute us, and those that accuse us falsely and try to manipulate and use us. Lift them all up, and we ask our Lord Jesus Christ to bless each and every one of them. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the hardest things as a Christian you can do. But if we do not show mercy, we do not show forgiveness, then how can we expect our Father in heaven to show mercy and forgiveness to us? Ladies and gentlemen, I also like us to pray for all of the little children, those that have terminal illness, those that are struggling just to live in this world. You to bless all single parents and all young families with children. These are trying times, and evil is at every corner and trying to infiltrate and to harm and to hurt. We ask that you pray for the authorities that are in control of agencies and doing a job that are to protect families, that they will do their job with due diligence and not prejudge and throw attitude out when it is uncalled for and unnecessary until the facts are revealed, that they will do their job in a Christian way, in a loving and sincere gentleness. Families go through so much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what I mean. We ask that our prayers reach God's ears, and we ask all of those that are in authority, be they police, fire, family and job services, or any other program, we ask that our Lord bless each and every agency that is designed to serve the public with honor and respect. We ask for prayers for our teachers. We ask prayers for our police and our fire and our military veterans, those that are in harm's way, and those that have returned home and are trying to adjust to civilian life. We pray for those that have mental illnesses in the world, those that are ostracized from society and from the church. We open our doors and our hearts to each and every one of you. We ask God to bless you, and we know that He loves you. For He loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin tonight's Protestant prayer vigil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence, He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, and wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against you, and you only, have we sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, we were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Behold, You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you will make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out all of our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore in us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your generous spirit. Then we will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else we would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. Our first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. He drew us beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and love and our joy, keeping us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. To his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Fullness we have all received, grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Excuse me. The second decade. The teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine so before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. With sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed, spat on him. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now, it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross, he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross to his disciple, behold, your mother. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and brought it, bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty. And an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid. He is not here. For he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you, let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless by thy holy cross. Thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's Protestant prayer vigil. I want to thank you for joining me here on my prayer closet. Since we have about a minute or two, I'd like to take it and give you some updates, if I may. We have a new website for our media division of the ministry, and it is designed to give you access, quicker access, and we believe in most respects, to the many different programs and projects and things that we have going on with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry worldwide. Over time, it is our hope that our other clergy around the world, and even our Templars and their organizations, will be encouraged by what we are doing here at the global headquarters and start programs such as these to this new format. We, over time, will be dropping the name, the Celtic Cross Radio Network and TV Network. It'll still be the media network, but we are leaning towards the name, and we have secured the rights to it. Christians Underground Network. To see our new website for our media and have access to 10 internet newspapers that were designed and put together with the help of the company that supplies them and our ministry, you can do so by going to www.christiansundergroundnetwork.com. I said it broken up like that so that you could get it. It is all one word, all lowercase. ChristiansUndergroundNetwork.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is much to do with the new website, and we will be adding to it and increasing it. We also ask you for your support in our project of Operation Burundi as we try to help the millions of refugees survive with food and clothing, and safety, and security. Ladies and gentlemen, we do need your support. Go into our CelticCrossMinistry.com or the new site, ChristiansUndergroundNetwork.com, and you will find ways to be able to volunteer and to donate. We ask that you do so with due diligence in our Lord Jesus' name and be blessed for doing so. This is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry and the host of my prayer closet, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless. Thank you for joining me, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful night.